I was sitting in the lobby of Thalian Hall, waiting for the doors to open for Cinematique, when my already poor impulse control sort of exploded. There is a conversation happening near the door about what the movie was about. "I think it's like a documentary about a conversation," one person said. "It's got Jesse Eisenberg from the Facebook movie in it," another added. "No," I called out. "Can we call it what it is? It's the David Foster Wallace movie that took Sundance by storm. Some loved it, some hated it, but few ignored it." "What?" the group in the front of the door called back to me. I repeated myself and then returned to reading a book and sulking with my popcorn. Later, one of the ushers came up to ask about David Foster Wallace. "Who is he? Is the movie a documentary or not?" And I found myself wondering, how do you begin to explain an artist or a career like David Foster Wallace in a few sentences? But I struggled along with the conversation until she asked, "So, how many books did he write?" And at that point, all the elves in my brain began to commit suicide one at a time. I stammered out a polite response about posthumous publications, re-releases, etc. And meanwhile, the elves screamed, "Really? Really? We now judge an artist on the quantity of their output rather than the quality? Is Rent any less of a masterpiece because Jonathan Larson died before he completed anything else? Is Gone with the Wind so easily brushed aside and ignored? John Kennedy Toole's A Confederacy of Dunces remains a frequently gifted book with remarks like, you need to read this. But if you want to look at sheer output, few people can compete with Barbara Cartland, whose 723 novels have been translated into multiple languages. But at the risk of offending her legion of fans, Cartland really got the last laugh on all of us on her way to the bank because she really only wrote one book. She managed to make a substantial living from essentially a grad school assignment. Take your manuscript, flip the genders, now rewrite it. Set it in another time and place, now rewrite it. You get the idea. Am I impressed with what she accomplished? Absolutely. But that output is not, in my mind, comparable to a truly great work of art. I frequently hear myself comment that John Steinbeck's life was just so unfair because most writers would hope and pray that they have one truly great book in them. And yet Steinbeck gave us The Grapes of Wrath, East of Eden, The Moon is Down, Of Mice and Men. And that, I think, that is at the core of what zinged into my soul at the question, how many books did he write? Most writers would give anything to have that one truly great book, a masterpiece that will outlive them and resonate in the human psyche for all of eternity. And you might give everything to one manuscript and pray that is the one. Or you might try over and over again to find a piece that makes the words sing alive on the page and whisper into eternity. It is a prayer that will consume the creative soul. I fear that I might be privileged to have the success of Barbara Cartland. Oh, that I should be so commercially successful. That is a curse I would willingly endure in this lifetime. But I would give anything in this world or the next, to have one truly great work that would outlive me. So would any artist. And that, my friends, is the infinite jest.